Big doings at Apple. We are used to this kind of activity with the announcement of new Apple products, but not virtually. That's a first this year. And glad to have consumer technology reporter Reed Albergati with us. Reed, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Where's the iPhone 12?
The iPhone 12 is somewhere in China, I understand right now. Apple said in the last earnings call with investors and analysts that the iPhone was actually a little delayed this year because of the pandemic. So at the event, which normally we'd all be at Apple Park down at their Cupertino headquarters,
right,
was held virtually. And instead of announcing a new iPhone, they focused on the Apple Watch, which was available for purchase 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fitting that it was, kind of the 5-year anniversary milestone for the watch.
And what's new about the watch?
Well, the big news on the watch is that it now includes a new sensor. It's called an oxygen meter, or some people call it a pulse oximeter. They're those little things you can buy at the drugstore that you put on your finger to measure your oxygen saturation in your body.
Yes.
They've really been popular with the pandemic because there's some thinking that if your oxygen levels drop, that's a sign of early infection of something like the flu. So now that'll be on your watch as well, in addition to, a heart rate monitor. And, you could also do an ECG, electrocardiogram, I should say.
Your Apple Watch?
You do that with your Apple Watch.
Wow.
Now. That was last
right.
year's announcement. You can also measure heart rate variability. So, there's all these sensors. None of them really tell you much that's valuable at this point, on a personal level. There have been some studies that have where they can sort of warn you of possible heart problems. Those are kind of edge cases. They're not perfect. But I think there's a long-term play here for Apple that's really interesting, which is that if they can get researchers at, academic institutions and drug companies to use the Apple Watch to run studies, that they'll learn a bunch of things about how the Apple Watch, can possibly predict health conditions or, help you stay,
stay
more fit.
I'm sure those talks have been going on for quite a while now, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I mean, when the Apple Watch was first introduced 5 years ago, they launched something called Research Kit, which is a software program that lets, basically clinical trials reach Apple customers. So you can sign up for these clinical trials and hand over your data to researchers, possibly help them learn about the efficacy of drugs or, just whether there are things they can pick up on with these sensors that might tell you something about your body. So it's kind of the future of healthcare, but I don't think it's really here.
Not
today.
Quite there
I think
yet.
I think it's something you're talking maybe 5-10 years down the road. You'll start to see the fruits of this.
Yeah, and it goes for about $400, as I understand it. Reed, I guess part of the issue with yesterday's lack of excitement was that Apple unveiled their new iPads a couple of months ago.
They announced these new iPad models yesterday as well. That was kind of that wasn't a huge deal because they do this every year. They put the latest chip in the iPad. So I thought the most interesting thing was the watch. Probably the second most interesting thing was really a business decision they made to bundle some of their subscription offerings into one offerings ranging from $15 to $30 a month. So you can get their new TV service, their music service, and they also launched a new fitness service that kind of competes with Peloton, if you're familiar with those home bicycles. So Apple now has a team of basically personal trainers who are going to do virtual classes, and you could pay $10 a month for that or get it as part of this bundle. So that is part of, really Apple's central strategy going forward, which is to make more and more money off of these digital services as, sales of iPhones have declined until recently. They've been going down. So it's a way to...
Well, sure, you got to make something in the meanwhile, right? And so the iPhone 12 is expected in next month?
We're thinking next month. that there will be another announcement that will, you know, where they'll release the iPhone 12. So it's a little bit late, but, you know, I think investors believe that that's kind of understandable given just the scale of how many iPhones Apple has to make in order to meet demand every year and the disruptions in the supply chain. You know, it's still basically impossible to travel over to China for these frequent meetings that Apple employees had, you know, with their contract manufacturers over there. So,
yep, restrictions everywhere. Well, Reed, happy to have you with us this morning. It sounds like, well, maybe a little bit of a disappointment aside from the watch, but we appreciate your overview. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
That's Reed Albergotti. He is a reporter for Consumer Technology.